Hey, it's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge, and you know that Donna and I are always looking for amazing lesbian content for our show, and over the years we have found that Tello Films has just been amazing, and the quality of the content that they put out, and for as little as they charge a month for a premium subscription, it's so worth it. In this day and age, everybody is addicted to internet content anyway, so it just makes sense that they are as successful as they are. And we've been lucky enough to have Kristen Mell from Tello Films on our show before, and it's been a while, but we were able to catch up with Kristen and talk a little bit about the new series Roomies and their recent merger with OneMoreLesbian.com. So I hope you enjoy this little chat with Kristen Mell of Tello Films. The earliest I've ever spoken to anyone, probably, over there in the States. So, yeah, I wanted to be sure that you were, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Indeed, yes. I'm properly caffeinated by this time, so that's good.
Oh, Kristen Mell, we love you so much.
Oh, Denise, it's been like 2 years since we talked. Last time it was Tommy Finch, but I hate Tommy Finch.
I know, and we're going to talk again about that same situation. But with Roomies.
I know.
No, seriously, we would love to have Roomies at Elfest this coming year, or 2014.
Yeah, it was funny because I got this text from Julie Goldman. I was like, let's go to Elfest. Roomies there, let's do this. And I was like, wow, oh, yeah, of course.
What have they done now? What have those girls at My Lesbian Radio done now?
I was like, Denise got her fired up, man.
I know. I told her I would even get the. You know, we had a really good time with Jill Bennett. She did brought a second shot to Elfest this past July, and we hosted her trip, and she stayed with us, and it was so much fun. So we were, taunting Julie a little bit about having we had Jill Bennett stay with us, and I got to do Jill Bennett's laundry. Jill Bennett stayed in our guest room. So she's going to do one better. She said she's going to get all kinds of bodily fluids on our sheets. So first off, it's got to be nuts working with her.
Here's what's great about Julie. She's one of the funniest people ever. But what I love is that she is super professional. She is always on time. She's always ready to go. She's always pitching jokes. And so sometimes you feel like when someone who's sort of like that fantastically funny and you're sort of seemingly like, when she kind of goes off on one of her rants, it's just like this, stream of conscious hilarity. You might think like, oh, she's a little flaky, but Julie is so professional. It is an absolute pleasure to work with her.
That's awesome. I kind of get that because I really think that you can tell by the level of somebody's success whether they have their shit together,
yeah.
And it is important. It's a reflection, and that she does everything she does, is Goldman, if you will. So it is. You kind of get that feel. But she is crazy insane. We had her and Brandy on, which was we probably should have done one and then the other because it's too much.
Yeah,
it's just too much. So tell me a little bit how I get the feeling that this was written for them, because now that you've seen, you work with them for Gay Street Therapy, you kind of know their chemistry.
Mm-hmm. That's actually exactly what happened. So we, I met Brandy doing Cowgirl Up season 2, and as we were kind of emailing about schedules, she just sent me a quick one, just this email that was like, hey, I'd love to pitch you an idea. Like, I really love Tello. I've checked out the site. I'm creative partners with Julie Goldman. Here's some of our stuff. And for some reason, I don't know how In Your Box Office was not on my radar. So I went and watched some of the episodes of that, and I was like, this is hysterical. And then she sent me like one of their scripts, this zombie movie. And I read it and I was like, this is hysterical. Let's figure out what we can do. And she talked to Julie and they pitched Gay Street Therapy. And I was like, oh, that's really fun. Like, it's relatively inexpensive to do because, you need 4 hours, two cameras and a sound person and people. And so it's not you know, a huge expensive production. And as my kind of creative collaborator, Jessica King, was editing the first project together, she said, I've got to work with them. Like, they're completely hilarious. And she literally would pitch me, she said, what about like a lesbian bosom buddies where they have to pretend to be a couple and live in this apartment? And I was like, that is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
And originally, you know, Brandy and Julie and I were working on a scripted project, and that kind of fell through. Like, they were working on some projects. You know, they're working on a ton of things. So they have their, you know, they're doing all kinds of creative stuff out in L.A., and they're like, you know, we can't work on the scripted project with you right now because we're working on this, but we can act in something. And I was like, yes, let me. And we pitched it to them. So Julie pitched it to me in, like, January. I pitched it to Brandy and Julie in January with no script written. There was nothing written. It was just this idea. And they said, that's really funny. We're in. And then we started writing. And I said, okay, and can we shoot this at the end of March? Now, that is a super fast turnaround.
I was going to say, wait, January, February, March.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I talked to Jess and Julie, and we just looked at schedules, and I was like, we've got to fast track this. Like, this is hilarious. This was and at the time, Nikki and Nora was being written, and we were doing, you know, stuff with that. And so I had to get it done before we went into production with Nikki and Nora in May.
Yeah, that's a big shoot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So March was it, and we just cranked out this project and sent it to Julie and Brandy, and they had very few notes, which is really nice. They kind of read and I didn't hear from them, which is usually a good sign. Like, if something's wrong, like, you'll hear from someone. And they pitched us some ideas, you know, while we were there, and then kind of improvised a little bit around it. But we had that written, rewritten, cast, and up in like about 2 months.
It's just crazy. And to look at it, you would never know.
Say it again.
To look at it, you know, obviously I've seen them all. I was like, they were pushing me, like, how many I had seen. And I didn't know if I was supposed to say just one or two what was released, but I was like, ugh, you're backing me into a corner. I've watched them all. But anyways, what I'm saying, there's no way you would ever be able to tell that it was all done that quick, because there's no compromise in quality at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for saying that, because we're very, you know, we have very high standards for ourselves.
Sure.
and hope that our the people who watch our products do as well. I mean, when you have people paying $3.99 a month to view your content, you better give them something that sounds good, that looks good.
Yeah.
Funny. And they laugh, and if it's supposed to be dramatic, and they cry and they feel. And so, yeah, like, we make sure that our quality is as good as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed it in everything, really, everything you've done. Especially, I felt like there was a, you know, sometimes you don't realize when you're watching it. Like, I watched, well, you know me, I absolutely fell in love with I Hate Tommy Finch.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought, and Nicole and Shannon just did such a fantastic job, and it was an amazing body of work, knowing that it was just the two of them, and, you know, basically, three little quick set changes or whatever, you know, all that. Like, I was just impressed with the concept and all that kind of thing. And then I, you know, watched the throwaways and immediately went, wow, like, we're talking, you know, this is work, and it's well done. And it was a completely different feel, completely different tone, big cast, you know, real sets. It was like, wow. Yeah. Yeah, you guys are biting off a huge chunk, and doing so well with it. How do you feel about the merge with onemorelesbian.com? Do you feel like comfortable? Do you feel homey yet?
Yeah, we definitely, you know, all the boxes are unpacked. We've moved in. We're on the couch, grabbing the remote. So yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic to work with Shreen and her team at OML. And, you know, we're still making sure, like, there's always kind of processes, right? Like, we were used to put you know, putting things up and then tweeting it out and doing all that. Now it's like, oh, wait, we have to tell those guys that we just put this up because, you know, they got a lot of moving parts too. So we're working on those processes of, okay, something's posted. You need to let X, Y, and Z know so that then they can do their thing of, you know, promoting and posting. And but yeah, the site is really robust. I think the design is fantastic, and people have been really enjoying it. So we're really happy.
Was this in the works for quite some time, Kristen? Like, have you always been a fan of OML and thought, wow, we could do amazing things together? Or did it just kind of just happen?
You know, so we announced it in January of this past year, and the conversation started happening in November of 2012. And I had, for the past 2 years, you know, we had been providing, you know, web series and actresses for, like, Battle of the Lesbian web series. We've always let them know when we had a project so that they could post and promote. And so we, you know, I think Shereen and I have also always had just super geeked out conversations about the new media landscape and telling stories. And so we have this shared passion of how can we bring more content to the lesbian community, and had a passion that this new sort of digital form of new media is the way that we wanted to do that and how we wanted to focus. So when you know those two things and you have those two things as your common goal and mission, everything else is pretty easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just logistics.
Right.
So I hadn't really thought about merging, and then Shereen called me and she was like, I'm going to just pitch this crazy idea to you. What if we merged? And I said, depending on the deal points, I think it's a great idea because our business models are complementary but different.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we really offer people the way to consume media the way they want to. If you want to do video on demand and you want to only rent, then that's great. They have OML Plus. If you are someone who's like, I don't pay for my lesbian content, give me the free YouTube, they have that. And if they want, you know, of course, in my opinion, really high quality, you know, lesbian stories that they would be willing to support for a monthly subscription fee, you have us.
Yeah, all the bases are covered.
Yeah,
right.
All the bases are sort of covered. And I think it just helps, you know, sort of all ships rise with the tide, right?
Yeah.
We're continuing to talk about what's next in the media landscape and our, you know, what do we want to do, and you know, but I think we're going to take this first year and just make sure that we get it right and do it well, and then sort of look at, you know, what's next and potentially expanding. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but we're really, really happy, and Shereen and I have always been really good at communicating and being very sort of open and transparent. And I think that's what you have to have it. And we trust one another.
Yeah.
So
really,
if you
important.
Have those things, then you're good.
Right. It's true. And you're fortunate because, you know, I just wrote a blog about how difficult it is when you see lesbians not being supportive of other lesbians project wise,
yeah.
You know, let alone personally, but project wise. You know, when you actually find somebody that's supportive of what you're doing, you're supportive of them, and you know, you have those things in common, there's really no limit to what you can do together. It's great.
Right. Absolutely. And trust is such an important.
Sure. That's the priority. Like, yeah,
yeah,
definitely. That's great though, because it does, you know, like I know that we have a lot of our listeners are Telo subscribers. And you know, our girls are vocal, man. They'll tell you when something's not working, or they want something, or they, you know, they
yeah.
need something. And we have had such positive feedback about the merger. It's incredible.
Oh, good.
We really, really have. There's, you know, we know who our addicts are, you know, and we were wondering like how they would fare through all of it. And they have got nothing but good things to say.
Telling me that.
It's so true. It's so true. And we love working with you guys again, because, you know, there is that trust there, and there is that kind of support that, that we're looking for our funky little weird projects from days yonder that we never knew what to do with. I feel like we finally found a home for, you know, we worked really hard on our soap opera because
right.
we all had the time back then. Obviously now we don't really have the time to put another season together, you know, right away. So we just let it kind of, you know, drop off. And, you know, a couple people just, I don't know if they just heard old podcasts when we used to tag it on the end of a radio show, but they started asking about it. And you know, when we spoke, I just loved the fact that you were like, yeah, let's do this and let's do it audio wise, you know, like, cause I was like, oh God, what if they want to make it, you know, film and, you know, it's going to get too big and, you know, too crazy. And you were like, no way, man, let's do it audio wise. And it gives people an idea to, you know, do their own thing with it. Imagine what they want, see who they want to see while they're listening. And that was always our belief in it too. That was why we never tried to go beyond making it an audio soap opera.
Yeah.
So,
well, and the other thing is that's how people know you guys.
Yeah.
That's your brand. So
yeah.
Why are you going to change mediums, right? I mean, you guys are sort of, you know, the voices in our heads.
Exactly.
Why would you, you know, want to try and leap to a new medium when this is such a comfortable, and your sound design was so good.
Oh, that was all Vicky, man. That was all our producer. That was so fun to watch unfold, you know, because Vicky was, she's never done anything like that before. And it was all new to her and it was such a challenge. And she was so into it and so motivated and so inspired. And every time she'd be like, oh my God, I found a coffee machine. You can hear a coffee machine in the background. Can you hear that? It was like crazy nuts. We never ever, you know, it really exceeded our expectations. It was just something that we were doing for fun. And, you know, for a while there, it got like, you know, to be, you know, everybody was a little addicted to it, not only to it, but to the writing, you know, to the recording of it. We had such fun recording it, to Vicky doing all the, you know, laying over all the sounds and everything. And then the final product was always this huge surprise, you know, and we were never let down by it. And it was just, you know, like 12 or 13 people, you know, voice-wise and production-wise and everything. And we had such a good time with it. And we just never, ever thought we would do anything else with it. So you guys kind of breathed new life into it, in a sense, to all our listeners who missed out on that time, you know, like, because we never did anything after tagging it on a few shows. It was never accessible to anybody. So you either heard it or you didn't, you know, and some of the people that do go back and download old podcasts, I think they're the ones that actually started asking about it. So it made us think, well, maybe, you know, I mean, it's been a few years now and, you know, we've got all new listeners. So let's bring it around again and see what happens. And we had an incredible response and you guys made it so easy.
Oh, good. Well, we're still working on doing that again. I have a new web guy, and so we have to look at how it, you know, how the interface is with, like, you know, we've moved over to WordPress, and so that's been the biggest difficulty for us. Not to get stupidly technical, but we went from, you know, a site platform called Drupal to a site platform that's WordPress that a lot of people know, but there's a lot of coding that has to happen with WordPress, so we're still trying to, you know, figure out how that integrates with the downloadable part, because that's still something that that is one thing that we don't have that's on the site that is unique to you guys.
Right. You know, we're encountering the same thing, actually. We are encountering the exact same thing.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, our website is all that old coding stuff,
yep.
too. And, you know, it feels antiquated, yet there's some things that you know that you need from it when, you know, if you're deciding to switch to WordPress or Blogspot or one of those things, there's a few things that fall off, you know, that you had, you know, that you were able to use before. So
yeah
it's a big adjustment. It really is.
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
Not too many people understand that, so I appreciate your.
No, I definitely feel your pain. Yeah, it's brutal. And I would like to find somebody over here in the UK that I can just sit down with, but
right.
You know, it's hard making friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's all new. It's all new over here, but eventually,
okay.
You know, we'll get there. But we're still is OML so OML is Chicago based.
Mm-mm.
No.
OML is San Francisco based.
San Francisco, holy cow, wow. So you guys do everything like online.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Online. Every now and then we'll get on a phone call or texting.
Oh my God, isn't it crazy?
Yeah. So it's sort of, you know, and the thing too is, we definitely also run our own site. Like, I can't go into One More Lesbian and change anything. Cause I don't,
oh, no. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
And they can't really kind of go into Tello. So we're not, you know, it's funny because we are kind of one company, but we're still sort of delineated in our own.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Area. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's important. That was I was thinking, you know, like, a lot of times, my thought is, wow, it would be great to merge with, like, or not, I don't know, merge with, but, like, say, like, I have a favorite blogger over here, and I would love to just stick her blog on our website or do something, you know, with her. But you always have that fear, you know, like, of your baby, you know, like, this is my baby, and I still want complete control, and, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's important that you have that freedom as well to keep doing what you're doing, because everything you guys do is so good.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I'd be nervous if somebody, like, stepped in and you know, tried to do something that didn't have that, you know, that same element to it, you know, that you guys bring. And the people that you get, I just love the people that you have in every different project, you know, from Bridget to Shannon, to Nicole. Ugh, I mean, it's just, you guys get such good people.
Thank you. And, you know, I think that has been something that we've been working really hard on. And the good thing is, you know, people know other people, right? So, you know, we got Brandy through Bridget McManus, who Bridget had worked with Brandy on another project. And so the nice thing is, you know, once you work with people, if you treat them well and collaborate, like, we work really hard to make sure that we collaborate with really well and that we're as generous as possible to people. And I think that's why they, you know, number one, keep coming back to work with us. But number two, they also say, like, nice things about us. So we have these people who are sort of like, no, you can trust these guys. Like, they're going to. You know, they're going to be...
Yeah, good. Yeah, good word of mouth. And it's...
to work with, yeah.
Yeah.
A good reputation with those guys as well. So that's, I think, how we've been able to continue. I mean, to continue to do that. I mean, Maisley Myatt, this is our third project that we're working on.
Yeah.
Together. So, you know, clearly, and Bridget has some other stuff that she's going to be working on that's going to come out in the near future. And Willa Selback is doing season two of Kiss Run Famous. And so it's really nice to see that we have people coming back to us. So I think that, you know, we're doing something right. So
oh, totally. Yeah. Were you guys surprised at how quickly the second Nikki and Nora thing took off?
yes and no. I think, you know, it's one thing to know that there's a fan base out there who really loves and supports you. It's another thing to see it translate into actual dollars.
Right.
And so I think, you know, it's like, you know, did you know there's a fan base out there? Yeah, we knew there was a fan base out there. Did I ever think that we would raise over $65,000? No. I mean, I just was continually floored by the generosity and the passion of people. And so, I mean, I think that's definitely like a, you know, a yes and no.
Yeah, yeah.
Answer. I know. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's got to be, when you guys, when Nancy, does Nancy direct those?
She did, yeah. She didn't direct season one of Cowgirl Love. Season two of Cowgirl Love, she ended up co-directing with Matt Cohen. And then Nikki and Nora, and really sometimes, like, Nancy Lee's natural proclivity, I think she's getting to a point where she enjoys directing, but she's not, that's not her sort of sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
But we literally have to do it because it saves us money.
Right, yeah.
And she's been, and she knows how to do it. She's great with actors. She's very much an actor's director. And she's been actually approached to direct some other projects that she's looking at. But, you know, I think she's kind of had to take on that role because we're just tiny and it saves a significant amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about, like, even though internet stuff is so hot right now and it just gives you the freedom and the access to so much stuff that you'll never see on television, network television, you know, it opens the doors to a whole new realm of LGBT content. But the downside of it is that it's very hard to make anything from it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's great that there's so much accessibility, but you know, if there was, and we were talking to Julie and Brandy about it and I was saying, I really feel like sponsorship is going to become huge at some point. Like right now, I think everybody's really tentative about how do we go about getting sponsors for this, or how can we, you know, get some sponsorship money for something. And I think that something's going to click and that's going to be the way to be able to make a couple of bucks on it. But I know it's hard, you know, to turn out any kind of, you know, big money from it, or, you know, because the exposure is there. And that's what's so sad, is the exposure is there. Look at, I think it was Easy Abby that had like 10 million views, you know, and it's just like the exposure is there. It's just the sponsorship, or, you know, products, if you will, or when are we going to be allowed to throw a commercial into these things? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 It's crazy. Yeah. But it is like, sometimes you just have to, you know, find the right companies for advertising dollars and think about that kind of thing, because it is so hard, you know. And you want to, and you know, it's like you don't want to compromise anything, but you do want people to come away with something for their efforts, you know.
Yeah, well, Selbach was able to get some sponsors for season 2 of Kiss from Famous.
See, slowly starting to happen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do. I think something's gonna click, and there's gonna be some kind of reward for all this hard work that everybody's doing.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's so true. So the other thing I was going to ask you now, like, you have so much going on all the time, and you guys, it was funny because all, like, kind of earlier in the year, we were all about watching the whole marriage equality thing. And then, were you already married, or did you get married right after that?
No, we got married in Iowa 2 years ago.
But you were watching it like us, right?
Yeah, we were sort of like, you know what, forget you, Illinois, we're going next door.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Illinois does have civil unions, but Deb and I were very, and thank goodness we were very committed to marriage, because once DOMA passed,
mm-hmm.
You know, if we just had a civil union in Illinois, we wouldn't be eligible for the rights and benefits that are afforded by the federal government. So we were still trying to push for marriage here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Slow starting. I'm pretty thrilled to be over here because they're, you know, a little more liberal, which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. But yeah, we did ours in Canada because my wife was Australian, so. We couldn't get married anywhere in the States, even if it was legal, if you picked a state that it was legal, and she doesn't have a social security number. So we had to get married.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, we had to get married in Canada. And to be honest with you, Kristen, it was the easiest process, and it was so stress-free and simple, and it just opened the doors, you know, for my, you know, my spousal visa and to be able to move over here.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I just got my 10-year indefinite leave to remain. So, you know, it really did make everything easier. So I same thing, like, you know what, I'm going next door, but like to the next country.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't that bad because I grew up in Niagara Falls. So on the New York side. So yeah, we just got married in Ontario. So it was only a skip over the bridge, and, you know, my whole family was able to be there. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, it's been amazing. So, so how is Deb in it? Involved in Tello, or she just
does... No, you know, Deb it's funny because I was just watching rewatching episode 3 of Roomies last night, and at the end, for some reason, I just sort of let the credits play out, and at the end there was a thank you, you know, there's a thank you screen, and so we thanked, you know, this person named James Haynes, and then under that is Deb Mel, and at the end of any production that I am a part of, that is produced, there's all, you know, Cowgirl Up Hat, there's always a thank you to Deb Mel, because she's unbelievably, she's sort of my, you know, like my mental support system with Tella. So she's one of our biggest fans. She's she's become great friends with our collaborators. So she loves Brandy and Julie and like Bridget McManus and her wife Carmen and Nancy Lee and Paige. I mean, like the people who we kind of bring into town, because they also stay at our house when they come to Chicago to shoot something. We just become like really good friends with them. And so the nice thing is she and I have made some great friends through this process. And Deb will always watch and sort of laugh or hang out on set a little bit, or, you know, she'll do the, you know, if I'm like, can you pick up something for me? You know, I need a new craft services, or can you come?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's one of the best PAs, ever. But as far as sort of the day-to-day operations, she's an elected official here in Chicago. And so she has an unbelievably busy schedule, but gives me amazing support and freedom to do this work. So that's kind of her role in the business.
Oh, that's important too, though.
Oh, yeah.
If it weren't for my wife going to get me, you know, Monster Energy drinks every 20 minutes when we have a long day at Hellfest, I don't know what I would do.
Totally. Yep. Same thing. So.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad that we got the chance to talk, because we miss you dearly. I know Donna was like, when we were first talking about Roomies before it even started, you know, we were like, we got to have Kristen back. It's been way too long. She was like, God, she started adding up the numbers and she was like, what is going on? Like, they're busy people. I don't want to bother them.
Oh, you know, I would come on anytime. So just shoot me an email. We love you guys and always have fun.